Thank you for calling Exceedance. My name is Markeandra. How may I assist you?
I need to report a vehicle accident.
In the state of Voss?
Florida.
In the date of Voss?
7/21/2022.
In the vehicle's VIN number for the Amazon vehicle?
One second. It is 3, C as in Charlie, 6, M as in Mary, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, J as in Juliet, G as in George, 3, M as in Mary, E as in Echo, 5, 7, 1, 5, 0, 4.
Okay. In the name of the Amazon company?
Cruz and Co Logistics and a CREWS.
Your first and last name?
Cardeas Cruz. Are you asking for verification or you want me to spell it out?
No, I got you right here. Give me one moment to get this information put in.
Okay.
I just want to confirm your email's first name, last initial, at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Phone number 404-337-9663.
Yes, ma'am.
And you do give us permission to send you emails?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, yes, sir. And the time of loss?
9:15, according to the police report.
A.M.?
I'm sorry, P.M., P.M.
Okay. In a brief description of what happened?
Driver was attempting to make a right turn. Missed a turn and hit a pillar that was on the road. I think one of those metal sign pillars.
Okay. And the address of where this occurred?
Address is 3655 Grissom, Grissom Parkway. Three, six, five, five. This Coca, COCOA, Florida.
Okay, and their damages to the vehicle?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I gave you the wrong address.
Okay.
Can we go backwards?
Yes.
It's U.S. Highway 27/441. And then only thing else I have is like the direction and at from intersection. Do you need any of that?
Do you know, have the city?
Let me pull it up. U.S. Highway. This looks like, let's put Leesburg. I'm not 100% certain this is the exact location. I think this is just the road. I typed it in. At from 0025. Right here, 25. What is County Road? Yeah, Leesburg.
Okay. All right, and you said the damages to the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. Need me to describe it?
Yes, please.
Oh, it looks like impact was on the passenger front side. Also, looks like there's some damage to the passenger shoulder, right above the door. But of course, it hit a pole, so that whole part of the vehicle is mashed in, and then the windshield and all that stuff is jammed up. But the impact was on the passenger front side.
Okay, and the driver's name?
Kevin. Last name is T-A, let me see, T-A, last name is T-A-L-A, I'm sorry, T-A-H is in Harry, A-L, so Tahal looks like T-A-L, T-A-H-A-L, sorry.
Okay, and do you have any contact information, address, email, phone number?
Yes, ma'am. You need the address?
Yes.
1941 Thorn Gate, one word, Thorngate, Lane. The city is, Mascoti, Mascotte.
All right. And do you have the email or phone number for them?
Email is Kevin, T-A-H-A-L, 77 at gmail.com. So first name, last name, 77. At gmail.com.
All right, and phone number.
646-836-3163.
And do you happen to have his driver's license number?
I can get it. 1 second. Yes, ma'am. You ready?
Yes.
It's T as in Tom, 400, 511-01-4410.
And this was issued in Florida?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Florida, you need the expiration date?
No.
Okay.
All right, and you said this was a metal pillar on the side of the road?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's one of the ones that hold up the signs that say, you know, next exit this far. I think it's one of those.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell from the...
And was there a police report or anything or any witnesses?
Police report. No witness that was physically there before the police got there.
Okay, and do you know what the damages was to this sign?
The damages to him?
The sign.
The side of the vehicle? Oh, to the sign. When I'm looking at the picture, it doesn't look like there's any damages. Police did call and ask for insurance information. I didn't know that, if that was normal or not. Is that normal?
I'm sorry, your phone cut out. I did not hear you.
I said it doesn't look like there's information. It doesn't look like there's any damage.
Okay. All right, yes, sir.
But the police did call and ask for the insurance information. Is that normal?
It could be.
Is this something? Okay, I didn't know if this is something like if it was like we have to pay the state or something like that is what I'm really asking.
Okay, yeah, your adjuster will be able to answer that question. I'm really not sure.
Okay.
All right. And that does conclude the claim. I have your claim information whenever you are ready.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be XXRay C Charlie - O Oscar R Robert C Charlie A Alpha - 24 -04295.
Okay. XCORCA 24-04-295.
Yes, sir. And then your adjuster's information. The name is going to be Jordan Leveroni. Last name spelled L as in Larry, E, V as in Victor, E, R, O, N as in Nancy, E.
Okay.
Phone number 769-888-1511. And would you like their email?
Yes, ma'am.
It'll be jordan.leveroni at x is an x-ray claims.claims, both claims plural.
Okay. No dot com after the dot claim?
No, sir.
Okay. Both plural. And then just put the spelling of the last name is L-E-V-E-R-O-N-E.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the typical turnaround, I guess, we should expect before we hear something back for the adjuster?
They reach out usually within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you.
No problem. You have a good day. Thank you for calling Exceedance.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.